Hey, you, with a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach. And I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 399801.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for our flash update with Larry. A lot of stuff going on. I want to start. Are you still on the line there, Larry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just never wonder. We have to wonder all the time now whether we're going to get bounced out. Why don't we start with this Hawaii situation. It appears that just increasing, and I know you gave the report from people that were there about the animals, and now maybe we know why. What's really going on there?
Well, what's interesting, we've watched an increase day by day of the activity of the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we got the report about all the animals on the island rushing to the opposite side of the volcano portion of the island and stopping at the sea, and nobody knew why. And today they had a 5.4 magnitude earthquake about 1 kilometer down below the surface that erupted ash and rocks up into the air, and a lot of the ash and debris is coming down now on the other side of the island, the good side where everybody was staying for safety. So, and they've also, Stuart, had to stop helicopter flights to take people out because you can't go in that way anymore to get anyone because of the ash that's covering the island now.
Yeah, that's very, it'll crash an airplane. People don't realize how powerful volcanic dust is. And when it gets involved in a high-speed turbine, it can strip those turbine blades real quick, and so you just have an automatic crash. In fact, there was a 747 that went down because of that. They got caught in a volcanic ash cloud, and it just shut down all the engines. Very, very dangerous. So I can understand why. You know, so what about these people then? Are they just simply trapped and no way out?
Well, Stuart, you know, we had reports that a group of ships with barges were headed to Hawaii to unload people off the island and keep them in safety, but I think this is happening now before they can get there, so I really just don't know where it's at. Of course, this is Sunday. We'll know more maybe Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it just seems, people just will not heed warnings. The same thing occurs in hurricanes, and I guess some people, I can understand it. They get warning after warning of a hurricane and nothing happens, so then they begin to distrust, the warnings given out by government and the Weather Bureau. And so, but hurricanes are very unpredictable. You can have a 2 or even a 1, and all of a sudden it just catapults itself into a 4 or 5, changes direction, and slams areas that weren't expected. And that happens all the time. So, yeah, I guess I can understand both sides of the equation. The other problem is with authorities, you can't really tell a person to leave their home, at least under the laws we have. Now, if they declare martial law and try to force people out, that's different. They will meet with resistance, I'm sure, but that's another story for another time. We got another warning for a yellow alert at the Sitkin volcano out there in Alaska. Then there's another yellow alert for Popo, New Mexico City. All of a sudden, we're getting all these volcanoes going off. Have you heard of any others?
Well, the Fuego volcano in Guatemala has erupted again, and the other one in Guatemala is still erupting, and of course, Popo's up by Mexico City, and we're watching the West Coast really, really close, and apparently the activity is going up to Alaska, and this kind of follows the pattern of some of those that have predicted this activity, Dutch Sense and others, on, you know, on their YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They said that this information about earthquakes and volcanic activity is ongoing in the Ring of Fire, and it's building and moving towards California.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to – it's just migrating our way. In fact, I was listening to a lady who claimed she had a prophecy from the Lord that a major earthquake and volcanic activity was definitely headed for the United States. That obviously we're under judgment now. There is no repentance to anything. Switching horses, Donald Trump, G7, leaves, kind of, I don't know if you could say in a huff, but just decided that they weren't going to cooperate and just decided to cut it off and leave. What's the situation on that? You held, I know you were keeping up on that.
Well, it's very interesting, Stuart, because he had went to the G7 in Canada about the time that it began and met with the G7. They were not receptive at all to his report on the tariffs and the taxes that were going against America around the world. And he wanted to change some of that and have dialogue about it, but they refused. And so Trump basically left the G7. He got up and just left. And walked out and got on a plane and flew to Singapore early. And he had one of his representatives advise the G7 that he literally refused to make an agreement with the G7, period. Now, of course, the G7 has come back, and we've got reports in the background that possibly the New World Order group may leave America out of a place at the table. And so this is very, very interesting economically. A lot of the U.S., you know, the Democrats, Republicans, the deep state, they're all against Trump in this. So he's battling almost the four winds with everything he does.
Yeah, that would, you know, it's kind of interesting because a guy by the name of Gardner, and I can't remember what his position was, a very high-ranking official in the United States government many, many years ago, said that we were going to go under the New World Order, whether we liked it or not, and if force was required, it would be used, that we could go in peacefully or we could go in by force. So Trump is really upsetting the apple cart of the globalist regime, and they're rapidly, it seems to me, coming to the conclusion that they've got to get rid of him. And that ties back into that, I think it was Friday, where we talked about how deep state had said he has to go now. And this is only accelerating that, I would think. What's your take there?
Well, actually, George Soros, which is a spokesman for the New World Order, basically up front, and he has now come out and gave a statement that Trump is literally causing catastrophic effects within the New World Order, and they're having trouble implementing, even around the world, what they want done because of Trump. He's not only blocking the situation in America, it appears that he's also causing other countries, possibly Saudi Arabia, Israel, Russia, to stand up against the New World Order plan, and so this is causing problems big time.
Yeah, these are all kind of the, what do you call them, rogues, I guess, Putin. You know, these guys, you can't really tell exactly what they're going to do next. Israel, let's switch on to Israel. On high alert, military high alert, what is going on there?
Well, we do know that they had a plan to actually literally invade Lebanon and Syria to battle the Iranian puppets. And, you know, we talked about that on previous programs. However, you know, Netanyahu's been busy in Europe trying to dissuade them from an Iranian nuclear deal. And also the IDF, the Israeli forces, have been prepping and preparing for either an invasion or a attack from others upon their shores. And they've been battling Gaza right in the middle of all of this. But there are scattered reports now that Hezbollah and Hamas are preparing their missiles, and that a military force sent by Assad is moving towards Qatira, which is just a few kilometers from the Israeli-Syrian border. And recently, or a matter of fact, the last day or so, there's been a sudden Israeli Defense Forces call up of reserves, and it says after Syria announces Qatira offensive this week, it says thousands of IDF reserves are being called off jobs and from home immediately. So there's a quick move. Something is in the wind.
Well, switching back to Kim and Trump, everybody should be alert to something, and I found it only a couple days ago, and I don't know why I found it. June 12th, 2018 is actually a 9/11. 6 plus 1 plus 2 is 9, 6/12, or June 12th, and 2018 adds up to 11. So you have a 9/11. Why would they pick that date unless something is some sort of a pivot point? And remember, Kim had this vision or dream constantly, I guess, that he was going to be assassinated. And then we had Henry Groover with his vision that Kim actually was assassinated. I would pray that nothing like that would happen to the poor guy, but, and I say poor guy, I don't know why I'm saying that. This guy is a murderer, he's a torturer, he's brutal. So anyway, but what would be the ramifications, Larry, if that actually occurred? Or even if Trump, would he be blamed for that?
Well, it's entirely possible. I find it very interesting about your 911, it's very symbolic. A lot of times these meeting dates and even the locations, of course, this is in Singapore, so I don't know. We're watching that very closely. And one thing I find interesting, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, all of the news organizations almost in the world are already in Singapore ahead of this, and already set up, and it's almost like the whole world is going to be watching. And you know, you got to remember, one thing that they've talked about all day today was how Trump said, well, I'll know in the first few minutes whether the meeting's going well or not, and if it's not, he said, I'll just leave. So we really don't know what to prepare for, Stuart.
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why would they all be there unless maybe they expect something's going to happen behind the scenes that we just don't know about? I don't know. It just seems 9/11 is a big date. It's like 9/23. It's like 11/11. We did a whole series on why all those numbers come together in the occult forces in Masonry, and they always have these signatures, and that's a signature to have it as a 9/11, because that's exactly what it is. It's just coded, so that you don't realize that. But anyway, people, this would be definitely a big, big heads up to watch what's going on. And anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. We have about a minute left. What would be your final analysis here?
Well, we're watching very closely Russia, the Chinese. Turkey has now announced they want to do a jihad against all Christian nations, and they're in another camp with Russia now and pivoting towards China. So we've got a lot to watch. This June may be very, very interesting the rest of this month.
Yeah, that's kind of what Stan Deo indicated, and I'm not sure why he said what he said, but he said, you know, these next few weeks ought to be watched very closely and very interesting. So folks, we're in a time of big trouble. The volcanoes are really starting to go off now. Earthquakes are going off. Weather is changing. the Earth is rapidly, rapidly changing, and we are definitely coming up on the time of the end. Remember that in September, we enter into 2019 on Israel's calendar. So in September, the pivot year of 2018 comes to an end, and also the Jubilee year. So maybe we'll have an economic problem soon. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again probably on Wednesday. Anyway, good night, folks.
Hey, you, with a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach, and I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 39981.